No,
I think
no.
so.
I feels like we're just doing like a test run here to see if they're allowed to give us a podcast, and we'll be the only ones not allowed to have a podcast.
This is a podcast application.
Like, your mom does a podcast about podcasts, ironically.
Yeah. No, I think hers is more of a, it's a celebratory podcast about our podcast, like a fan podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. A fan cast of the Hosers. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good. Let's just get into it then. Hello and welcome to episode 568 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
In Vancouver. You know what I noticed the other day, Adam? I cannot believe it took me, how long has it been? 11 years? Coming up on 11 years.
Depending on what we're talking about, yeah.
No, it can't be. It's got to be more than that.
11 years of what?
No, it's got to be 11 years.
What are we talking
about? Since we started the podcast. When did we start the podcast? 2011, right?
No idea.
Yeah, so we're fast approaching 11 years.
Okay.
I just realized, I swear to God, I just realized that the Two Hosers Photo Show is one letter away from being the Two Losers Photo Show.
Interesting.
What's the H and the L if you switch?
I see. You got to actually take letters out and put other letters in. Yeah.
I just realized that now. You think I think a winner would have noticed that on day one.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going on, Adam?
same old for me. I think it's more about what's going on for you.
I just saw you.
Yeah, not that long ago, like a week in real time. Couple days ago. Yeah.
You know what's weird is I was back for 9 days, kind of a short trip, really. And we hung out once.
Yep.
Or was it twice? No, it was only once. And played poker. Did not have time to even do a show. I was hoping I was going to have time to do a live show with you for our Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not possible. You'd think I would have done last week's show. We would have done it live in person, but the scheduling did not permit.
Right.
Yeah. Just for the listeners out there, a little look behind the scenes. We're the two busiest losers you've ever known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a bit grounded because of the new puppy. So.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of an issue, and then you were busy with work related things and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, ideally, I would have come for longer, but difficult to do that with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like even for work related stuff, I'm gone. See you in 2 weeks, and you guys just run everything here smoothly, please. Get to school, work, do all your stuff. I'm gone. That's tough.
Right, right. You're an integral part of the machine.
If you want a person, no, not me, but a person.
Okay.
A second adult is key here.
Okay.
It turns out. Yeah, yeah. My wife could not wait for me to get back, which is not normal for her.
Right.
Normally she enjoys the silence, but this time it's like, look, just come back. Be quiet when you get back, but come back, okay?
I feel like if you just like left her a robot vacuum, I think it would be a tie.
Yeah. Like a very funny robot vacuum.
Right. Yeah.
I think we're writing a sitcom here. It's called Substitute Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just tells knock-knock jokes. That would be good, but yeah. Anyway, Patreon, Amazon. Before we get into the good stuff about the trip, because I think the topic today is going to be the Vancouver trip and whatnot, and the impressions and some actually photo related stuff, because I was there on business. So we'll talk about that. Before that, though, Patreon, if you want to help us out, go to our website on the right-hand side, on the on a computer, like a tablet or a phone. I don't know where it is. You're going to have to look for the Patreon link, but it's there. Click on that and pledge a couple of bucks a month and keep this drive alive. Also, Amazon still floating.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Don't say floating. We're kind of sensitive to that around here.
I was going to get to that, actually, but I just bought something on a couple things on Amazon. One kind of boring, a dust mask for woodworking I bought. But also, I bought, get this, guess what I bought? You can't guess. You're not going to guess DVD burner, are you?
No, I'm not.
No. Really, I bought a DVD reader, but it's all in one. Like you can't buy a DVD reader without it being a burner.
Okay.
So I have no interest in burning DVDs. I have not burned a DVD in approximately forever. It's been many, many moons since my last DVD burn, and I'm not going to probably do it again, even though I probably have a stack up in my attic collecting dust. But when I was in Vancouver, one of the things I had to grab was like my sister moved. And so I had to get rid of, I had a bunch of stuff that she was storing for me. And one of the things was a massive collection of DVDs of archives of my old projects and things over the years.
Yeah.
And so I've always been meaning to bring them, but they're pretty big and heavy. But so this trip I went and I managed to get them all back here, or most of them, but I want to be able to read them. I don't have a DVD player.
Neither do I. Yeah.
That's not true. I do have one in a very, very, very old computer. Like one that's like 15 plus years old. Before it was even called a MacBook, it was called a PowerBook.
Oh, actually, I just realized we have one in like the PlayStation. Jack has a PlayStation that has a DVD reader.
And you can read files. Can you plug that into your computer?
Yeah. Well, it's plugged into a monitor. Yeah. So it's just plugged into a computer monitor, so you can watch.
Right, but if you wanted to transfer files to your iMac,
there probably is a way to do it, but I have had no use to do that. But yeah, there probably is a way to do that.
Right, it could be. So anyway, so I thought, you know, like I can get my old PowerBook out, and it's super slow and has like an 80 gig hard drive, and so I could transfer the files there and then transfer them over and just do that dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I could just buy an external USB DVD reader. Now, for context, I was one of the early adopters of DVD burners way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s. I bought probably 2000. I'm going to say probably 2003. I would, if I remember correctly. So that was back when you could add a super drive, like by Pioneer super drive to your Apple computer.
Okay.
It was up to maximum 2 speed, but really burned everything at 1 speed, which meant it took about an hour to burn a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
A DVD that was around $17 for a blank one. Cause you could get a 3-pack for $50.
Yikes.
Yeah. And plus the burn, the success rate was around 2/3. Meaning you're going to throw one of those discs away. So you're looking at honestly $25 a disc when you're all said and done.
Okay.
Okay. The drive itself, I waited. I did not get the first version because they're very expensive. But the second version, I had some clients who wanted DVDs, so I managed to price it out. The drive itself was $880.
Yikes.
Yeah. Just for that. And so yeah. So I compare that and contrast now with the one I picked up. So it's a USB. It's a tiny little thing. Like it's the size of a coffee coaster. It's pretty much the size, like obviously a DVD fits in, but that's it's slightly bigger than that. It's just squared, right?
Okay.
Is it a centimeter high? I don't know if it's a centimeter high. Probably a centimeter high. Plugs right in the USB, plug and play, go. No software necessary, go. It was 25 euros.
Nice.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So you should probably get one just to have one.
Okay.
Just in case. You want to do that. So I might burn some DVDs for fun now.
Okay. Sell them on a street corner, like a lemonade stand.
Oh, yeah. I might do that. Like Jay-Z back in the day. That's what he used to do. Sell them out of the trunk. Sell mixtapes out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Worked out for him.
Sure.
Anyway, bought that on Amazon. There you go. All right. Let's get back to what's going on in Vancouver. I just got back, but I want to hear about your dog.
Okay, we have one now.
Yeah, what's your dog's name?
Her name is Sunny.
Ironic in Vancouver.
Yep, Sunny in Vancouver, and she is a Woodle, which is a Wheaton Terrier and a Poodle. Yeah, that they sometimes call them Wheaton Doodles or Woodles, but they're anti-shedding, so no shedding, and hypoallergenic because Jack's kind of allergic. So she is awesome. So she'll be about a 25-pound dog when she's full grown. So she is a darling. We really have taken to her, and she is a really, really friendly, nice dog.
What has she eaten of yours?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, she's. We have to redirect her, obviously. So you got to have eyes on her, but she has lots of toys and she chews those, and when she wants to chew things that aren't her toys, we redirect her. But no, she's really good, wicked smart. Both of those dog breeds, Wheaton Terriers and Poodles, are smart. So
she can help Jack with his homework.
Yeah, she can do that. No, but already, like, this is a now 9.5 week old, almost 10 weeks now, puppy that has already learned to ring the front door. Like, we have little chimes by the front door. So she rings the bell when she needs to go outside to poop or pee. So this is a wicked smart dog. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't take long. You just jingle it every time you take her out to pee. And then eventually she goes to the door and she jingles it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So
Good job, Pavlov.
I think it's pretty awesome though. When she sits by the door and paws the bell every single time that she does that, she usually will poop. So you should try that. Try that. Teach your kids that. Yeah.
I might just, you know, teach me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good party trick. Just ring the bell and, where's Adam? Oh, yeah, he's gone. He's gotta go. I would just constantly do it. I'd be like, oh, man, again? You okay? Is something in the food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's keeping us busy. So that's fun. Yeah. Been taking photos. So I haven't taken any photos of my children for the last 2 weeks because it's been basically just dog photos.
Right.
Puppies are cute. Turns out puppies are cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Do you walk around the Steveston and just pick up single chicks?
Not yet. We have to stay to kind of paved areas at this age until they have all their immunizations because can't be around dog poop, other dogs' poop, because they can pick
Who
up
can?
All... Well, dogs like to eat other dogs' poop, and other dogs' poop is very dangerous for puppies, specifically puppies that can pick up bad viruses. So she's sticking to paved pathways, and she'll have her, hopefully by Christmas time, she'll be able to go wherever, because that's when she'll have the rest of her important vaccines or immunizations.
Merry Christmas. You can eat some poop.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get her a big box of poop for Christmas.
It's a pretty poop heavy show so far.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of poop. But that's what dogs do. So.
Okay.
Yeah. They poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other big thing that happened, like, what's going on tell everybody what's going on with the Vancouver flooding?
There's flooding. It's not so much.
Okay, there's flooding.
Not so much in Vancouver
it's affecting
proper.
You, though.
Yeah. It's affecting the ability to go places. Like, so the flooding is.
So I was there for it. I happened to be there.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, I was in Germany and there was all that flooding. And then I was in Vancouver and there was all that flooding. So.
Maybe the common factor. Yeah. Is you. Some pretty major roadways that have been completely decimated, and people have been stranded in different locations as a result, because access in and out is basically completely blocked by this massive amount of flooding. So we had some friends that were stuck in Hope on their way back from the interior, and for days before they were able to get back to the mainland. And
but your mother-in-law and your brother-in-law made it out.
Yeah, they were fortunate in terms of the time that they left and when the mudslides happened and floods that sort of took out the major roadways. So
the
right now, Yeah, the Coquihalla. Right now, if it was to be, like, we got our dog 2 weeks ago. If we were to want to go this weekend to get her, that's not happening. So there's just no way there. So unless you're gonna fly a helicopter, it's not happening. So yeah, we're fortunate that we made our trip in advance of all the problems, and looks like it's gonna be a long time before those roadways are fixed. It's probably been world news. I don't pay attention too much to what the news is showing in Germany, but I would imagine it's been crazy enough, and the pictures have been sort of almost surreal looking that I imagine it's kind of made its way to different mainstream media outlets.
I heard about it. Like, I talked to my wife, who was here obviously while I was there, and she said it made the news. I don't know how in depth they went, but I mean, there's some of it was really, really scary if you think about it. Like, the Coquihalla, it can be a dangerous road as it is. Like, you're going through the mountains, and it's beautiful. Like, under normal circumstances, it's one of my favorite drives. I love driving to the interior. But imagine this. Imagine you're out past Hope. And ironically, so Hope is the name of a town that's sort of the gateway to the interior, I would say. Like, the gateway of leaving Vancouver, right?
Sure.
We'll call it that way. And then also famous for being the where they filmed First Blood, the Rambo movie.
Okay.
It was filmed in Hope. Did you know that?
I think you've mentioned it before, but not something that I know Hope for, but sure. Yeah.
Well, I think it says when you can see the shot of
Home
him
of Rambo.
When Rambo comes into town, I think it says like "Welcome to like Holiday Land," which is the sign there in Hope. But anyways, so if you're leaving Hope and then you're heading out on the highway, and then you get out there and you get stuck. Well, people got trapped by mudslides, like where the road was washed out, and then mudslides in behind. So they're just sitting in their car for like multiple days.
Mm-hmm.
So you're there overnight. You probably haven't packed 3 days worth of food, and they said that people were sitting on the roof of their car waiting to get rescued and hearing other mudslides.
That's messed up. Yeah,
that's unbelievable. If you're sitting, because you're out in the middle of nowhere with your family and that, like, that's crazy. So they did fly. I guess they got helicopters in and airlifted people out, but that's still unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is affecting, I know it's affecting supplies, and from what I've read, is so you're only allowed to buy X number of liters of gas right now?
Yeah, that just came in. I know I'm sure people will find a workaround, which is just go to multiple gas stations. But I think as of yesterday or the day before, they put a cap on 30 liters at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is $200. So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, bottom line is, I don't think people can drive too far as it is with the way that the roads are. So, hopefully, 30 liters is sufficient to get them back and forth. People who have to commute to work, like I used to previously, for many years, commute to Langley from Richmond. Like, that would be a nightmare right now. Like, that is not a good commute. So, I'm very fortunate to be working super close to home now.
Yeah, that works out quite well.
Yeah.
So hopefully, gets cleared up as soon as possible and get back to it. But I mean, I know some people were saying that, example for your brother-in-law, had he not been trapped in the mudslides, if it had happened before and washed the roads out, you would have to cross the border, the U.S. border, which just opened, drive up that way, and then kind of cut back up is the only way around. And that you're looking at adding like 10 hours to your trip or something like that.
Hmm.
Not to mention PCR tests to get across the border.
Right, right, yeah.
So it's a crazy time right now. So
yeah.
Okay. Reminder, monthly challenge this month is your wheelhouse. What are you good at? Whatever you're good at, do that even gooder. That's what you want to see. Hashtag that. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out. Did you shoot anything interesting?
I put a couple of puppy photos in there.
Yeah.
That I shot with the new camera. So there you go. That was something interesting. I have one of my dad holding Sunny out in some nice light, kind of late afternoon. And then I have a couple of her just kind of on the front lawn, just with the again, the sort of toplet golden sunshine. She's kind of a nice kind of goldy brown color that looks good in the sunlight. And yeah, just easy target. She's quick, but she also stays still a lot of the time, especially when she goes outside. Okay. And there's so many things to hear and look at. She sometimes is still for, you know, 30 seconds at a time, so I can snap off a bunch of photos of her. So this is a couple of those moments. And then I had one just this morning where she was, I thought I might make a Canadian themed photo, which I turned out I didn't decide to use, but I gave her a little plastic Stanley cup to hold in her mouth for a second and snap a shot. So those were my nice. Interesting photos. She does look a bit like an Ewok. That's what I find. She's a cross between a teddy a teddy bear and an Ewok. She looks like when you see her in real life, she looks like a real life stuffy. Like she's small, she's fluffy.
The last picture there with the leash on, two of the leash, but the last one with the dark green grass, I was looking at that going, where do I know that face from?
That's like, an Ewok, yeah. Well, when you compress the features, because when you see her with the snout, like the other photo, then it looks less like an Ewok and more like a stuffed animal. Right. But when she's looking straight up and the nose is more flat, like because of the perspective, she totally looks like an Ewok.
All right.
With those eyes, the way the fur comes out of the eyes. And yeah, she totally looks like an Ewok.
I was going to figure out a name. I can't think of a single Ewok name.
I don't remember either. Yeah, there's one main one. Thing. They made all that's the cartoons thing, yeah. and everything. Yeah.
Right. Mowgli, I think.
I don't think it's
that. Is what it was? No, I think sure. it was.
I remember liking Ewoks, though. So you weren't a fan?
I don't remember. I was pretty young back then and didn't know that things were lousy. So looking back on it, it's a tough watch now. I haven't watched it. I watched it like 5 years ago or something like that, or maybe even more. I haven't watched Star Wars in a long time. Return of the Jedi.
Right.
What that one would be.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time that I would like one of those Stormtrooper motorcycles that they had.
Yeah. In the scene on Endor, right before you meet the Ewoks, like they're racing through the trees.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Those are awesome. Yeah.
That's about it. The rest of the Ewoks, if you look back, it's like, it's the beginning of the end for George Lucas and his trillion dollars. Yeah.
Right. The funny thing is,
he doesn't know what he's terrible. I'm like, yeah, well, his helicopter has a helicopter.
But the funny thing is if you say to someone, and listeners included here, that without seeing our dog, that she looks a little bit like an Ewok, I feel like 99% of the population knows what that is and looks like. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. But right? did you know? But here's the thing. You're right. They do know. But did you notice that Ewok is an anagram for woke?
I did not, but now thank you.
So yeah.
Thank you.
He was leading the charge of the woke movement.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll give you that.
Thanks a lot, George.
So soon enough, Sunny will have her own Instagram account, and I'll have like a million puppy photos and dog photos forever.
Yeah.
No, I don't see myself doing that, but I haven't even posted a photo on my own Instagram. So that's how bad I am at Instagram now.
You start an Instagram for your dog and call it It's Always Sunny in Steveston.
Okay. Oh, I like it. Just like your show there. The Danny DeVito show.
Oh, I wish it was my show. I'll tell you that. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like one of the greatest shows on television. Hold on a sec. I got a visitor here. What's up, buddy? I don't know. I mean, you see him in the middle of something here, though, eh? Yeah, you want to come say hi? If you come say hi, it's okay. Hurry up. Let's go. Did your buddy go home? Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
No, you have to say hi to the listeners. Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Now we just lost them all. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. Get go. Close the door. Wow.
It's riveting. Really? Riveting stuff.
Does not respect boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, my door was closed.
Right.
So there's that. All right. But yeah, it was more important to figure it out when mom's coming home. Awesome. Okay, where do we leave off? Some Star Wars stuff. Great.
Now tell us about your... We covered Sonny the dog. Now let's cover Vancouver and what you shot that was interesting.
That's going to be... Let's do that in the topic part. Okay. Let's get the photo challenge out of the way first. Because it was Canada. I did throw it in my own wheelhouse, speaking of wheelhouses. Is mine even in there? Oh, I'm seeing it now. Okay. So yeah, I said let's do Canada because I knew I'd be in Canada, even though I sort of only hinted at it on this last episode. Anyways, all right, let's look at yours. What do you got? You shot this moments before we went to air, didn't you?
Sure did. Yep.
Yeah, you did.
But there couldn't be anything more Canadian than Tim Hortons hockey cards, which this is hockey card season for Tim Hortons.
Okay, so this is Tim Hortons teamed with Upper Deck?
Yeah, they've been doing it for years, and they're
funny because I once did an Upper Deck in a Tim Hortons.
Yeah, different kind of Upper Deck though.
I don't even know what that joke means.
It's more of an Upper Decker though, right? Not an Upper Deck. Yeah. So
thank you, but I was trying to shoehorn it into this topic.
These hockey cards, every year Jack collects them. They come out at, I want to say late October, and then they go till probably early December, late November. So you when you go to Tim Hortons, which for those who don't know, is our kind of Starbucks of Canada, where coffee and donuts on every corner and you can find them everywhere. So named after a famous Toronto Maple Leafs player, which funny enough, they have all the current players in the set, and there's all kinds of special sets. So you can get packs of these cards. They're like three in a pack, and you can get them when only at Tim Hortons, and they only sell like a limited number of them. So they sell out. So they're actually really cool hockey cards. They're like three-dimensional. They have all kinds of special fancy insert sets. You can never get them all. You'd have to spend $1 million and then you'd have to go online. And yeah, it'd be very, very difficult to get all the cards considering you only get three in a pack and there's probably all in 300 cards. And that's not to say you're going to get tons and tons of doubles. So we never get them all, but we usually will.
So you buy them there? They don't come free with a double-double?
No, you can. They're a dollar if you get a drink. So whatever number of drinks you get, you can buy a pack for a dollar. Or if you don't buy anything, then they're $2 a pack. So yeah, you can basically spend all of your money at Tim Hortons buying these hockey cards. So we often will, like, you know, after hockey or whatever, I'll go get a coffee and or two, and then Jack will get a couple of packs of hockey cards. And over the course of you know, the month that they're on sale, he'll accumulate tons and tons of these packs. And at a point I can't wait for, they stop. So we've stopped collecting them. He kind of had a few cards specifically that he was after. He agreed that we did not need to spend any more money on Tim Hortons hockey cards. And so we have stopped, but, yeah, it's a fun. And I always grew up collecting hockey cards and basketball cards and stuff. So I also enjoy it, and we have the binder and you sort through it and stuff. So, I thought nothing more that speaks to Canada than both Tim Hortons and hockey cards. That's why it's my picture.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, I had I thought of it, I actually would have grabbed a pack. I didn't go to a Tim Hortons while I was there, but I would have grabbed a pack for my son. I mean, I just showed him just before I left. We were in the store and he wanted to get soccer cards, which are obviously big here, football card, and so he thought that was kind of cool, and so we bought a package of those. I have no idea who any of the guys are. We didn't get Alphonso Davies, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's all European players, right? Or all right. No, it's not even that. It's Bundesliga players. It's like the ones they were selling here. So it's all just the German league. But they had second Bundesliga players too. And I was like, eh, stick with the first team, first league, all right? But anyway, so I got those, and then I showed him, because he's seven, he'd never done it before. I showed him how to play, like how you play cards, like throwing them against the wall.
Oh, right? Trying to knock them down, yeah.
You had knockdowns. You had, I forget what you call when you had try to cover one up. Like, as soon as the first one to cover one up completely got the cards. But then it's also just who's closest to the wall, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which we used to play when I was in school, and then of course, you know, some kid would walk by with a stack. Like, it'd be one kid whose parents would just buy him all the cards.
Sure.
And he'd walk by with a stack and never play, and just kind of show off his cards until one of the older kids would just smash his hand. The cards would go everywhere. Someone would yell, "Scramble!" And that would be it. Game on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, So
that's anyways. Not cool. But these no, cards no, are crazy good. Like they are way yeah. too good. Like they're all they have like all like three dimensional edging and foil like shiny backing and yeah, they're really really good cards. And those are just the base cards. They get fancier and fancier with the insert sets and variations yeah. and stuff. So yeah, they're really really cool. Like way better
these
than
look
any
Photoshop of. Though. Like they're all fake backgrounds. It looks like to me.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if they are or if they're not, but all the backgrounds and the base set anyways are blank. Like there's never another player in them. So you could be right. Mm-hmm. They could have done it because there's never another player in the shot.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, look, looks really cool. Anyway, I should have got some for my son. I messed up. Next time, buddy.
All right.
Let's have a look at mine and it'll lead us into the Vancouver trip. So this is a portrait I took of a guy named Arturo.
Okay.
And he runs a food truck that I've seen. It's been there for years, downtown Vancouver. Food trucks are pretty cool. I'm sure they're everywhere now. I'm guessing they didn't start in Vancouver, probably in Austin, Texas or something like that, right?
Sure.
Or Portland or something like that. But they've been in Vancouver for a number of years. And I just was walking one day and decided, you know, I need some lunch. I'm going to go get the Mexican place. And so Arturo, yeah, he's actually from Spain, even though it says Mexico. So false advertising, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
But very nice guy. And
maybe so his last name is making, Mexico, though. Did you ask him that?
I hadn't asked. You're right. he just said Arturo M. So I didn't know. I assume he could be. Yeah. I thought it was Montoya.
Right.
His brother is Inigo Montoya.
Princess Bride.
Someone killed his father. Prepare to die. You get it.
Yeah.
So it was went to the food truck, got this and said, hey, you know, can I take your picture? Because he was like, oh, what do you want? Like, what do you want on it? And I was like, well, you're the expert. Like, you make it. And I think he was kind of happy about that. He's excited because he made whatever, what he thought was good. Because I like to go to those places when you go to something like that and you can trust the people working there, you'd be like, you make me something good, right?
Sure.
Instead of being super picky, like, well, I have a dairy allergy and I'm allergic to Mexican stuff. And, you know, and all of a sudden it's like you get a cup of hot water.
Right.
You know, so
I didn't $11.
I wish it was $11. $11 would be getting off light in Vancouver. So I said, hey, can I take your picture? And he thought that was great. So he came out front. Do you want a picture with me? And I was like, well, no, I'll take the picture because I wanted to use it on the show. Right. So.
Yeah,
we just had some nice. We had some really cool light. Kind of, this was the one sunny day we had. Like the day after the flood, was actually very sunny, right? And so this was the sun peeking through the buildings, hitting a building behind us, and that reflection is what is lighting him up. And then the rest is sort of in that blue shade of his food truck.
Okay.
So that was it. That's it. X100. The end.
Nice.
Yeah, he was a good sport, very friendly, and an excellent burrito. So I highly recommend Arturo's. He's down. He's always downtown on the Hastings. He's on at the end down by Waterfront Center.
Okay, good advertising for Arturo.
It is. This will be big for him. Probably blow him up. Yeah. Get a second truck.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck keeping up with the business, Arturo.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's you know where the RCMP store is, like where you buy RCMP paraphernalia?
No, I do not.
Do you not know that?
No. That's a thing?
Oh, you got to go.
The RCMP store.
Like honestly,
is that like there's like moose there's like a moose with like a souvenir kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like a moose in full Mountie garb?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
It really is. I forget what it is. Is it a moose? How much? Are you joking? Because you might be nailing it. Like out front,
I can't believe you didn't bring that home for your kid. Like a giant moose in RCMP garb. That is awesome.
Oh, I bought an RCMP patch. Like you can buy the actual RCMP patches. Like if you're gonna like make a fake RCMP outfit, you know, for Halloween or for being the Joker or something, then you could do that. But and they sell like full on like Halloween costumes. You could be RCMP. Randall wore one year Actually, this year, he wears this fake RCMP, like the full-on, what do you call this? The Surge.
The Surge?
You know, it's called the Surge, right?
I didn't know that.
You're a terrible Canadian.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. What's RCMP in French?
RCMP?
No. GRC, buddy. GRC. Gravel Road Cop. That's what it stands for.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, anyways, thanks, Arturo.
Thanks, Arturo.
Did not.
Well, there's a Moody picture of him, too. You know how to talk about that one?
Let's get into that. I'll talk about that. He was really good. That was his idea first. He was like, you know what? How about if I'm looking over here thinking? And I was like, okay, we can try it. And I didn't hate it. It looks like he could be Stanley Tucci a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or an Ewok. I'm not sure. It could just... No, that's just a tied in with the old one. I was like, he could be Stanley Tucci. And that was him. That was him being... I think he was being pensive.
Yeah. He's and thinking about what kind of enchilada you're going to have.
Or how fast can he get me out of there?
That's what he's thinking. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I like the smiling one better. That's why I kept the colors. And then the other one, I thought, oh, yeah, that's going to be his headshot. Although they're filming around Vancouver, man, there was so much filming going on. Do you notice that?
No, I never go into Vancouver though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get into the Vancouver, into the topic. The topic is my Vancouver trip, but also shooting some video with the while I was there. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But the reason I didn't see Adam very much is that, like, we say Vancouver, but Adam lives far away from where I was working. Like, how far? Like you say, you'd never go into Vancouver. Like, I work in Vancouver, like right down by the waterfront. Right?
Yeah, it's probably 35, 40 minutes, like by car.
At least. Yeah. Like, when there's no flooding.
Exactly. With traffic, maybe a lot longer.
A lot longer with rush hour and because there's multiple bridges involved, which never speeds things up. Like, for example, during the storm there, they closed the Burrard Street Bridge because they were worried that they're like a shipping container or a barge got loose.
Yeah.
And they were worried it was going to smash into the Burrard Bridge and possibly collapse it. So they closed that down. That's how big the storm was.
Mm-hmm.
But that did not prevent me from getting out to see you, but the distance did. So I work downtown Vancouver, right in the waterfront, and I stay in Vancouver, like around Broadway and Granville is generally the area. I have a couple different places I can stay. And so to get to your place, not easy, but same reason why you don't come out to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Much.
But, yeah. So anyway, so the plan was I had to go for work. That's what I was doing. You know, typically I go to Vancouver beginning of November every year. Last year being the exception, obviously, because of the pandemic. I did all the work remotely, but the client I work for didn't want to do it remotely. They would have understood if I didn't want to come, but they made the offer. I said, yeah, let's give it a try. So off we went. So for me to get there, here's the fun part. I'm not sure what all the rules are in terms of visitors. Like, wasn't wide open. I think you had to have a reason to go. I think it's open now, but 2 weeks ago, not so much. But being a Canadian citizen, it was no problem. But the rules are, you have to be double vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And take a PCR test within the 72 hours of your flight. And obviously have it be negative, obviously. That wouldn't make much sense otherwise. So you have to do those things to get into Canada, not to get on the airplane, ironically, just to get into Canada. So nobody checked my vaccine status on either of the two flights. So I fly Stuttgart to Frankfurt and then a connection from Frankfurt to Vancouver, right?
Right.
Would be nice if there was, if you're listening, Lufthansa, a direct flight from Stuttgart to Vancouver wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Okay. I'll be on that.
So get on it. Yeah. But in the meantime, I got to make the flight from Vancouver or from Stuttgart to Frankfurt, which is gate to gate, 20 minutes.
Mm.
So that's not, yeah, that seems silly. Like, I don't know who flies that flight and just gets off and goes to Frankfurt.
Right.
That seems weird when you could drive there in 2 hours. But anyway, so I got to go for the PCR test. So I go for the PCR test. I get up very early on the Saturday. I'm flying out Monday morning. I'm leaving my house for the airport at 4:30 a.m. on Monday morning. So I go, I want to make sure that, you know, if there's any delays in the flight, et cetera, I want to make sure I'm covered in that 72 hours. So I go Saturday morning, I go get a PCR test, which I have to pay for because I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's how it goes. And 65 euros I pay for.
Okay.
So I go out there in the morning, stand in line with everybody else. They gave me the swab, the whole deal. They say, okay, your results will come back within 24 hours. Fine, no problem. And they'll send me a bill. So I go home and spend the day with the kids and whatever. And then late Saturday night, my results come in inconclusive. They said there was an error on the test.
Oh,
please
no.
Please contact the lab. Well, I can't because they're closed for the day and they're not open Sundays. And so that's that. I'm like, oh no, I'm freaking out. Like, am I going? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. So we find another lab that is just opened up. It's open Sundays, so we go there. Now, this one's 70 euros, but you get your results within 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was like, well, I would have just come to you in the first place had I known, but I didn't even know about this place. So I go take the test. I get up early Sunday morning, go down first thing. Boom, they do it right there. Get an email, 20 minutes, negative. Life is good.
Okay.
So off. So go fly over.
Wait. Do you get your money back on the first test, the inconclusive?
You want to skip to the end? The answer is no. No, I don't.
Okay.
No, because they sent a bill that it showed up with the day I got home here in Germany. The bill came in, like, yeah, 65 euros. And it's like, well, hold on. I asked you to perform a test and you didn't. I mean, they're like, yeah, not our fault though. I'm like, well, I don't think it's my fault. Like, my molecules weren't conspiring again, you know, like, huh? So my wife phoned the people and they were like, no, you still got to pay. And I was furious. And I was like, well, I'll phone. And I phoned and then I can't argue that good in German. So the guy spoke English, fortunately. Unfortunately for him, he should have lied and said no. So I yelled at him for a while. I did say, hey, look, I know you're not the boss there, but this is nonsense. And so I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do is here's the bill. I'll try to pay it. And if it doesn't work, well, we'll just walk away. How about that? And he didn't see the humor in that.
Right, right.
So the bottom line is we paid that one. So it was 135 euros for my test.
Right, right. You got the special test, two tries.
Yeah, but I did say, and I said to him, I portrayed it as I just took the test and I haven't traveled yet. And he's like, well, yeah, I come back in and we'll do it again. And like, I said, we'll have to pay for that one too. Yeah, you got to pay for that one too. But don't worry, this happens less than 1% of the time.
Great.
It's like, well, I kind of hit the reverse lottery then, didn't I?
Yeah.
So, I mean, from my perspective, it happens 100% of the time.
Right.
So here we are.
Yeah, 1% of the time, it happens every time.
Every time. Panther, what was it called? Something?
Sex Panther.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say the S word on the show, though, Adam.
oh, okay. So now I got to bleep that out. That's where we draw the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Upper Decker's fine, but no S word, buddy.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
So anyway, I go to get on the plane in Frankfurt, and they're checking everybody's status there, and I'm all worried that I'm like, did I get the right one that's verified and like whatever? And meanwhile, people are coming in with, you know, notes written on crayon on some post-it things, right? And I'm like, all right, so I guess mine is fine. So they check my printout, get the green light, fly in, all good.
Okay.
Land in Vancouver, and the guy's like, well, look, you move along. It's a Vancouver airport. Kind of, you got to walk around everywhere. It's crazy. And then go through customs, you have the ArriveCan app where you upload all your data. They know all about you before you come in and your vaccine status and everything like that. And so the guy's like, yep, hey, welcome to Canada. Oh, by the way, you've been flagged for random PCR testing.
Nice. You got to pay for it, though.
No. Here's the good part, awesome. Adam. You paid for it.
Okay,
you paid for this one.
I paid for this.
You should
one,
be yeah. you should be far more outraged than I was.
Okay.
So the deal is, I go in, they're like, I can't leave the airport. They're booming to do it. They're going to do a PCR test right there. So they do a PCR test, and then I can leave. I can just go on my way. So there's that. So we have to wait. We have to wait for the result. Like I they're like, oh, we'll email the results. It's between 1 and 3 days. Well, what about all the infecting I'm going to do in those 3 days?
Yeah, a lot. You do a lot of infecting.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm touching everything on the SkyTrain. So I was like, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but okay, fine. But I'm concerned because if in like they said, it normally takes 24 hours, so whatever. But that night I was nervous because if something comes up, like I just tested negative, there's no reason for me to test positive. If I got something on the airplane, it would not incubate in enough time. So there's no reason for me to test positive. But if there's a mistake and they say, oh, yeah, you're positive, I have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm.
My return flight was in 9 days.
Mm, not good. Not good.
Yeah, so I couldn't work. I would have to sit in in my friend's tiny, tiny, not even a one bedroom, a one room tiny little office that he has. That's where I would be living for two. I'd still be there right now for 2 weeks.
But you're not there.
Which... No, no, no. The good news is it came back negative as well.
Okay.
I was not surprised, but after that, yeah. it was like, okay, go ahead. So there's that. Anyways, I understand. I do understand like their reasoning. I mean, Canada's being very strict, and especially in BC, hard to argue with the results because you guys are doing quite well right now, anyway. And so. I get it. I wasn't too angry about it all, but I did get my brain swabbed 3 times in 36 hours.
Nice. Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Yeah. But I'm probably thinking a lot clearer now, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyway, so I worked the first couple of days when I was there. That's how I always front load it, work for the client, and then just basically saw friends, like just went around. Unfortunately, the weather was atrocious. Like really bad. So like, wasn't like, oh yeah, you really want to go walk around. The days leading up to the big storm were terrible. So it wasn't like a delightful time to be there, but, I haven't been home in like 2 years.
Right.
And like the last time I was home, did I even see you the last time I was home? I might've popped by the hockey rink.
Not sure.
Or is that 3 years ago?
Yeah. I'm not good with time or memories.
Yeah. So I, the last time I was there, I was pretty laissez-faire about seeing people because I was like, oh, whatever. I'll see you next time. If I don't see you, I'll see you next time. Well, there was no next time at that point. So I was like, oh man. So this trip, I was like making up for lost time. I basically shoehorned as many people into every single day as I could.
Okay.
Which is why I wanted to come and see your dog and the new house, but, it just was not possible.
No worries.
Yeah, I worry. I wanted to see it. You know, I think you. I did bump into the only one of you that I didn't see was your daughter because I saw your son and your wife at the hockey rink briefly.
Right.
Saw your in-laws. They were there.
Yeah.
There's a hockey tournament out in Langley, and I went and watched a half a game.
Okay.
So there's that. Went to Whistler.
Yeah.
The end. Well, that's not true. 2 years ago, you came to Whistler.
Yeah.
So I did see you 2 years ago. There you go.
Was it two years ago? I don't remember. I know I went to Whistler. It was 2 years ago. I don't remember how many years ago that was.
Yeah, I think it was two. Okay. The fun part about Whistler is it's Switzerland prices.
Nice.
It is steep in Whistler. Like we went out for dinner one night and had the hamburger and the fries at the brew pub.
Sure.
Yeah, that was $28.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Does it sound right?
Yeah. For Whistler, I think you underpaid. Yeah,
I might have got away. We had a 2-for-1 deal that night. So it was a good time, though. It was a really good time, except that was when the storm started. And so we'd gone out, a bunch of us went out. It was about 5 of us staying at my buddy's place. And then we met up with a 6th guy, and then... went out for some beers after, et cetera. Oh, I saw an RCMP just completely, RCMP officer just completely do a face plant.
Oh.
Like we're sitting in this bar having some beers, and we're right by the window, and just all of a sudden this RCMP guy comes whipping by, this Mountie comes by, running by, chasing somebody, and must have stepped on a shoelace or something, and just face first into the ground.
Oh, no video though.
No, I was like, what did I just see? And then, but they caught the guy. I assume they took it out on him. I don't know what happened, but that's just different. But yeah, so that was good. But then we went over to, and we stopped at a different buddy's house, and we went for a hot tub, like a late evening hot tub, and ended up walking home right as the rain had hit. So it was just completely swamped. My shoes got boots got soaked. Which is good news because it was the only pair of shoes I had in Canada.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that was a fun 3 days after that.
No boot dryer, I guess. No fancy boot dryer.
No boot dryer.
Where you were staying, yeah.
No. So let's look at some pictures. I just put one in there, actually. I forgot to. I put it on Instagram, so everyone's seen it already. There was you and I playing some poker.
Okay, I don't see it in my thing yet, but let's.
No,
see.
I put it in after you opened them.
Okay, I'm going to try to find it because I probably look like I just won $1 million.
Did you win that night?
I did. I won some. No, I didn't win $1 million. I think I won about 50, something like that.
Yeah, I think I did the same. I think a bunch of us won except for one guy who lost a lot.
What's the name of this picture?
It's just the number 5028 or something like that.
Image
5028.
All right.
I'll rename it.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Yeah.
Those two cards there are about to win. Look at all the chips I have versus what you have.
Those actually aren't mine. I moved over. That's your brother-in-law was sitting there.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good because you don't have very many.
This is for the photo. No, I won money that. I won about 50. I won about 40. I think I won 40 bucks that night.
Okay.
The best part was, let's be honest, there was one hand where I absolutely outplayed you.
No, that's not true at all.
That's not true, but I did win a bunch of money.
Yeah,
on that just, one hand.
You got a very, very fortunate set of circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah.
We both, well, you caught a absolute monster hand, and I caught an absolute slightly better monster.
Yeah, at the exact same time, just not good timing for me, yeah.
No. It was one of those things where it was like, and you acted first, and so like you bet right into me, thinking you had an excellent hand. The odds of me having that hand were about zero, less than 1%, as they say at the PCR testing facility. And sure enough, I had the hand. I did misplay it though, because there was two other guys in the hand, and so I called way too quick. Whereas in retrospect, I was like, I should have played that up more like I was iffy, and maybe they saw some weakness and could have got in on it. I could have won way more money.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. They might have disappeared, but I'm just thinking I did misplay it. So it's one of those things where I did not outplay you at all, but I did win the hand. But yeah. It all worked out since we both won money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still not over it, but yeah, there you go.
I think you're okay with it. I went on to after that, I went to slowly bleed. Like I had a lot of money in front of me after that. I went on to slowly bleed it away because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play every hand. I don't get to play poker that often with my buddies. I every 2 years now at this point. So I'm just going to play every hand. So I was playing rags just because I was enjoying the experience. So there's that.
Okay.
Plus I stole a bunch of stuff from our buddy's house just to make up for it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you see the size of that TV in his garage? Come on.
Yeah. He can afford it.
Yeah. 75-inch TV.
That's a big TV.
In the garage.
Yeah.
We'll give out the address and someone can go by and pick it up. So anyway, so other Vancouver stuff. There I am at the seawall there.
Yep.
I need some lessons on how to stand, I think. Like that looks awkward. It looks like I'm about to not get cast in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, so you're bad.
So you set like, I'm guessing, like, because of the perspective, you set your camera down and then just kind of did a walk in. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on a picnic table out by Third Beach there.
Sure.
and just put it down, hit the timer, and walked in on it.
Yeah, you can see there you go.
Yeah, you can see how stormy it is. What else we got? Oh, just some random Vancouver buildings. I just like the light on that building on Granville, the black and white one.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it.
Did a walk around. Like the one day I walked around, like it was the one afternoon I had free. I just went, caught the bus downtown and just literally walked from like right downtown all the way out to Stanley Park, around Lost Lagoon, out to the seawall there. Did not walk around the entire seawall. I guess there was quite a bit of damage. Like you can see in the grass I'm standing on, that was all covered with seawater evidently.
Oh.
Like it had flooded there. It was pretty flooded at one point. Okay. Not when I was there, but it receded since. But even on this day, a couple days after, you can see there's the one shot of the seawall with the wave coming up over the seawall.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that. And then the art seawall. That's the artsy one there.
Yeah. I like that too.
It's an award winner. And the last one's a two photo panorama of the waterfront. That's where I work. I work across the street there. So that's always a really great view from the office building there.
Nice. Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, that's a fantastic spot. Down the Pan Pacific Hotel, the Five Sails. Is that what that is on the right hand side there?
Yeah, it's like that's where the Flyover Canada is right there.
Yeah, Canada Place.
Yeah, Canada Place, that's right.
That should be my Canada shot. That should have been it because they do the Canada there. On the left side, that's the convention center, which is relatively new, like 10 years old, something like that.
Sure.
And great spot down there. Really great. I highly recommend going to see it. And right next to it is the Vancouver Christmas Market. So don't miss out on that. A lot of ads for Vancouver in this
show. Travel Vancouver, sponsored.
Yeah. So real quick then, the video project I shot, I decided this year I was going to shoot it with the X100. I've never done that before. I've always shot with a DSLR. But I just was like, you know what? We have the 50mm adapter that I brought. You finally took possession of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the listener that once upon a time gave that. I don't remember who it was, but do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't say who it was?
Well, do I say his real name or do I say his on? It was Mike.
Okay, Mike. Thanks, Mike. I got it.
Mike Jordan.
Okay. Thanks, Mike Jordan.
The Michael Jordan.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. I've never shot the video with that. I want to see how I can shoot this thing with the smallest possible package. So I'll actually post a picture of what I shot this video with. I won't post the video because that's an internal thing, but I shot it with the X100, including the 50mm adapter, which I would just take on and off depending on what I wanted for focal length, and a wireless mic. Like a little wireless mic pack. Like it's it records, forget who makes it. But it doesn't transmit. So it basically just records to a little micro SD card within the unit. So you just put it on and go, and you just worry about syncing it up later. You don't even sync it up during in camera.
Okay.
But I had that, and I think the microphone that you're using right now, I have one of those as well. You have the little, who makes that one?
Rode.
You have that little Rode mic, right?
Yeah. It's like the Video Micro, I think it's called.
That's exactly what I have. Now it just goes right on top of the X100 in the hot shoe adapter. And you have to buy a special plug for it because it's got a different termination for the X100 than the one that comes with it. It is awesome. I cannot believe how good that mic is for $60.
Yeah, something like that. I was going to say just over $50. Yeah.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. So I recorded a combination of that. I used the pack mic for some stuff, and together with the on camera one. So when I'm in close shooting shots, I would just use the on camera mic, and it's fantastic. But for longer shots, I wanted to use the lav mic. So I did that, but it all basically fit in the palm of my hand. Like you can see how crazy it is that I can, you know, shoot with that. awesome to shoot with. I actually really enjoyed shooting video with it, except for one small thing. There's Which no is? Image stabilization in the X100.
Okay, all right.
And so it is such a small, light camera that it is extremely difficult to hold it still. And so I'm going to end up smoothing it out a little bit with the whatever the hyperdrive is called in the post-production. I'll end up smoothing it out a little bit. But there's a little bit of jittery, camera jitters sometimes on longer shots and that. But nothing to cry about. It's just something to kind of pay attention to that in the future that I'll do better. But it's all going to work out. Client's going to love it. Don't worry, everybody. We're all good.
Okay.
So have you shot with the 50mm adapter yet?
I just took a couple of snapshots. I don't even think I've pulled them up to see what they look like. But I did test to make sure it works. And it works.
It does work. And it's pretty well built, eh?
Yeah, it's solid, yeah.
Because I have used those in the past, like way back in the day when digital video started out, they had a camera called the VX1000 from Sony. And it was, they had an okay, you know, zoom lens, a decent range, but you couldn't get very wide. That was always the rub with that lens. So they had a wide angle adapter to screw on the front, right?
Right.
And it was fine. Like, it wasn't great. But it got the job done, and that was my real experience with those kinds of adapters, and so I was like, I was kind of lukewarm on it. Like, I did know they existed for the X100, but my previous experience, it was kind of lukewarm, so I never considered buying them. However, I love this thing. Like, this is fantastic. The build quality is amazing. The picture quality is outstanding. And it's going to get a lot more use. Like, I haven't used it as much as I like, but after this experience, it is really fantastic.
Sure. No, it looks good. And I love the 50mm focal length. And the only thing about the Fuji, oftentimes, that when I don't pull it out, it's like, it's a little bit wider than I would prefer. And for just how I'm used to always shooting photos, I generally shoot tighter and shoot people. And so having that adapter for what I like to shoot, which is in tighter and shots of people, it's perfect. Like, 50mm is perfect.
Indeed. So the good news is that's going to be the challenge for next week. So there you go.
Okay.
All right. So that was Vancouver. Ended up, got home. Okay. The good, you know, what's the only positive, not the only positive, one of the positives right now, I don't want to say positive about the pandemic, but one thing that is, you know, decent is airline travel is a lot better than it used to be, like 5 years ago.
Better snacks. Meaning,
oh no, that part was terrible, actually. I got to call you out on that, Lufthansa. That was not good. Vegetarian lasagna one way and vegetarian pasta on the way home.
Less grumpy flight attendants?
No, they were okay. They're okay. Well, wearing a mask for 16 straight hours is no fun.
Okay.
Understandable. I understand the precautions, so I didn't complain about it. Nor am I complaining now. I get it. When I get to the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning in Stuttgart, I put the mask on. And then 16 and a half hours later, when I walk out of Vancouver airport, I take the mask off. So that's how that goes. I mean, it is what it is, so that's fine. But security line is, in Stuttgart, there was a few people. I think it took me about 5 minutes to clear, which is normal for Stuttgart anyway. Like, they're not typically, it's a smaller airport. But like, let's say when I was coming home, I'd actually had to check bags. I flew carry-on there, but I had to bring a bunch of stuff home. So I went and bought luggage, and then, which turns out it was a miracle I could find luggage right now. Like, Costco said, no, we don't have anything for the next 6 months because it's just on back order, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so I managed to buy luggage to haul a bunch of stuff home with me. So I had to drop bags off. Well, there was nobody at the airport, so that took about 60 seconds to do. And then I went through security. I was the only one going through. So it was literally like that. Whereas in the past, it was, you know, you'd have to check in, like show up 3 hours early and make the whole trek through the airport. This was boom, you're there. And the middle seat empty both times, both big flights. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
That's poor man's first class right there. And empty middle seat. So yeah, other than that, it was the way home was really good. Like a 45-minute layover, and that was it. Boom, here you go. So that's it. That's Vancouver.
Okay.
I'll be back. I'll be back next year, looks like. Maybe in the summer. We'll see.
Cool.
All right. Monthly challenge for 2 weeks, I guess we're doing that one, is your wheelhouse. Take whatever you're good at, do it. Show us what you're good at. Try to excel. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out. I'm guessing wheelhouse is going to be dog photos for Adam. That's
probably,
my guess.
Probably going to be dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's going to be selfies in the mirror. That's what
nice.
I'm doing.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. But challenge for next week, Adam, we're going to shoot the X100 with the 50 mil adapter on there.
Okay, done.
Do that. All right, website. I'm just me, so people can find you on the Instagram, right?
Maybe, yeah. Adam maybe. Two Hosers, maybe, yeah. If you look hard enough,
post some sunny stuff.
Okay,
do that. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.